Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know what it is, y'all. It's your boy, Little Kenny. Dot. Back with another episode of the Over Exaggerated Podcast. And man, do we got a good one for you guys today. We're almost there. We are almost there, guys. Just a few weeks away from the Super Bowl. We finally finished up conference championships. It seems like it was taking so long for everything to happen. And this season, I don't think I would have predicted it going down the way like this. You know, we got Chiefs, Niners, Super Bowl. And I'm not too upset about it. At first, I thought I would be going into this weekend. I thought I was, that was the last thing I wanted to see. But now that we got it, we got two of the best teams going up against each other. You know, the Chiefs coasted another 11-6 season, 12-5. You know how they do. And then 12-5 for the Niners. Like, both teams really didn't try to flex their muscle and really go undefeated. They kind of just did what they needed to do, won the games they needed to, definitely lost a few of the ones people, it was half and half. You know, Niners had a few injuries early in the middle of the season. They had a tough schedule. Same thing with the Chiefs. They just had that first Lions loss, and then, you know, that was a good Lions team. They got all the way to the conference championship. So I know a lot of people were betting on Lamar, because a lot of people knew the Niners were going regardless. You know, it was a Cinderella story for the Lions, but we all knew Niners were going to be there at the end of the day. But it was the Chiefs who kind of were the villain in the situation, stole it away from Lamar. Lamar now sitting with one of the worst playoff records for a starting QB. And it sucks. I mean, like I said, a lot of Baltimore fans were sitting there thinking they could make it. I didn't think it was the most Super Bowl offense. Definitely a Super Bowl defense, for sure. You can put those names out there for the Super Bowl, but not that offense. You know, Zay Flowers showed a lot of immaturity and just why they weren't ready. You know, couldn't really get Odell involved. Bateman was barely involved. The next guy, Mark Andrews, coming off an injury, it didn't look good. So I don't know, man. It makes me feel like, was it always meant for the Chiefs to be here at the end of the day? Is this the end of the saga?
For me, I really, really, really thought I didn't have a favorite for this game that I wanted to win. Normally, I pick a team I want to win, but this one, I didn't really mind it. I thought the Ravens' defense would find a way to actually disrupt Pat. I thought their D-line would be a little bit more disruptive to him. And, man, Pat is just so good at picking up blitzes, getting the ball out quick, making his decision down the field. Him and Travis Kelce are always on the same page, bro. He got Rashee Rice involved. Pacheco was able to do his little thing, bro. Like, game in, game out this whole season, everybody kind of thought they didn't have the weapons to get to this point. And somehow, some way, bro, they stayed in every single game and gave themselves a chance to win at the end. And the mistakes that the Ravens made in this game, bro, is just flat out what kept them from having a chance to win the Super Bowl. Which is the same story, I feel like, with the Lions, which we'll get to later. Just, you can't make that many mistakes in this big of a stage. Like, that game could have been way closer if the Zay Flowers fumble doesn't happen, obviously. That's a huge one. Zay Flowers, no doubt, penalty later. But there's so many drives in the first half that I could sit here and go down the list that they didn't take advantage of. Like, that Lamar Jackson touchdown, bro, it felt like the Ravens' day when I seen that, bro. I'm like, damn, yeah. Lamar just threw that. Like, that nigga couldn't throw nothing for my bet last week. He just came out here and did that in the first half. Shit, man. We finna beat the shit out of it. And then they're down 17-7. So it's a tough game. Obviously, a lot of people, like you said, bet on the Ravens. A lot of people thought the Ravens were going to get there. It kind of felt like Ravens-Lions year. A lot of turmoil behind it. People wanted to see Lamar get there. People wanted to see the Lions franchises get theirs. Both them teams kind of fell out. Lamar's was more sickening because I kind of thought he did improve a lot this season. He did step up in the pocket. He did make so many more plays this year than he made over the past years. And I thought this game he was going to find a way to get it done against that Chiefs defense. And he just, him and the team, it wasn't just him, but just way too many mistakes as an offense on the day overall. So you're not going to beat the Chiefs, period, bro. You got Pat Mahomes you're going against on the other side, dog. So it's over with.
No doubt. Let's get into a little bit of the stats, man, because it is crazy to sit there and say, like, a lot of people highlighting the Snead play, saying Snead is just this knockdown guy now. Mahomes, I was over here looking. He was 30 for 39, 241 yards. A touchdown, needed him for two. I was sitting there a little upset, like, you couldn't throw in another one. I mean, the kicker got busy a little bit. So, he did hit one for 52. You know what I'm saying? That one, any, like, man, let me just keep going, though. Pacheco, basic game for him, 24 carries, 68 yards, a touchdown. Travis Kelce, though, was definitely out there doing his thing. Broke the record. What was Jerry Rice's reception record in the playoff? 11 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Rashid Rice, 8 for 46. Valdez-Scantling still coming in, getting a little bit. Because it's funny in this game, like, they're not running the Kadarius. They're not running Kadarius Toney right now. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's out of there. But they got Justin Watson. They try to feed it to them and Noah Gray a lot. I feel like they had Edwards-Helaire in the game too. But I don't know. Last year they were able to get it done, like you said, with a weak receiving core. They kind of brought back. They brought out Pacheco last year as their little star, little player. But now we're talking about the Chiefs going back to back with just such a light roster and. Whole time, you know, they were doing it with Tyreek and Travis Kelce, and that was it. Just two powerhouses. Now it's we don't even really need to use Travis Kelce until the game before the game, really. We can use Rashid Rice all the way up till then. Dump it to Valdez-Scantling twice if we need to. Like, we won't even really need to make that mistake. You know what I mean? Kadarius Toney isn't gonna line up offside or whatever. This time, because he's not even going to be out there. So, I don't know. I do think the Chiefs, even the defense, like, we'll talk about Snead, but is he really that good? Like, they got Carl Aftis Jr. or Carl, you know, he's tough. Chris Jones, always going to be that guy. But McDuffie showing a good thing. Showing what he can do out there. I don't know. I just, when I look at the whole rosters of each team and I want to take one to the Super Bowl, I really still only can fall back to the Niners. Like, and everybody's going to, and that's probably going to be the downfall. This down Pat Mahomes. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. It's just not looking good for them. Even looking at the Ravens side, like, Lamar did throw for 272, one touchdown. He had an interception, ran for 54 yards. They really couldn't get it going other than that. Like, they should have – I felt like they could have pounded the rock a lot more. Gus Edwards only had 3 carries. Zay Flowers had 2 carries. Justice Hill only had 3 carries. Lamar had 8. 16 carries. For a team who probably averages 30 at least.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where getting away from the run happened. You know what I mean? Especially when Gus broke one off for 15. Lamar broke one off for 21. Like, it wasn't like they weren't popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You get a few more blocks in there.
When you go down 17-7, I mean, you are close and you're still in the game. You could probably make the argument you could keep running the ball, but it does just get to a point where, like, you limit so much of the field and your offense when you run the ball. They're, like, the defense doesn't have to do, especially a good defense and an experienced front like the Chiefs, but, like, spreading them out and trying to beat them with your athletes, Zay Flowers, over the middle. But it's tough because you got Snead out there on the perimeter and everything. But you can take advantage of him, bro, and especially when you got a athlete like Lamar, it makes sense to drop back a little bit more and try to let it loose this game with the arm, bro. And it does look bad when you read the stats and you realize, damn, we kind of abandoned the run after we abandoned our bread and butter after going with it all years. It's kind of like, what the fuck are we doing? But at the same time, it's like, all right, were we going to come in here and run it against this Chiefs defense who found a way to stop the Bills, found a way to stop all the running attacks that they really faced this season, never really got gashed by nobody, a vet like Chris Jones up front, bro, like this. All right, what are we going to come in here and do? And do we want to get Lamar hurt the game before the Super Bowl because we're in here trying to run quarterback draws and quarter read options and this, that, and the third, and we get his ass smacked by the D-lineman or something. So, I don't know. I'm not hating on the people that are saying, because I have seen that all up and down my Twitter feed. Just I feel like they abandoned the run. I feel like, why abandoned the run? You guys got to run more. But it's like at the same time, a 17-7 game, we're trying to climb back into it. Let's spread these guys out and let's really open up the playbook that we hear. There ain't nothing to hold back on anymore. Like, we all know we can run the ball and we all know what it is. We just don't want to put ourselves in tough situations. And now it's 3rd and 6. We could have threw another 2 passes type shit. So, tough day. It's a rough day. It feels like you got all the way to this point to lose. And I don't know, but they'll be back. I really feel like that, bro. Like, it's not, like you said, bro, we had the defense. We didn't have the offense. And it sucks because a lot of quarterbacks across the league and different teams were just injury riddled this season. And it does feel like, man, you had a Chiefs team that didn't have a lot of weapons. And this Ravens team feels like it was one real playmaker away. Like, both teams, you can make that argument for, bro. Like, the Ravens and the Chiefs are kind of both a playmaker away from being real deal, argumentable. But, like, when both those teams face off, bro, it comes down to, okay, well, who's going to make them play? Chiefs just made more. Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes have been there, bro. It was kind of the fact that nobody wanted to face. Because the Chiefs are the most experienced team here, dog. Like, they made this run every single year for the past 6 years. A lot of us were in high school when this shit started for them. Just leaving. Cap and gown getting tossed in the air. Pat Mahomes was tossing touchdowns to Travis Kelce. We still here for it, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of that defense on the Ravens, man, Roquan had like 16 total tackles, 5 solo. Kyle Hamilton had like 11, 9. Chiefs didn't even score in the second half. All Lamar had to do was put it together for one more tutty. 2 more tutties.
It's just tough, bro. The Ravens offense, it's been an offense that can go stagnant all year. They got a couple quarters where they couldn't get anything going. It's how they lost a few of their games and just came back to bite them, bro. Like, sometimes that shit you can do, especially when you got Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce on the other side in the first half that they had. Like, that play that Lamar threw the touchdown to tie the game back up really felt like, oh, yeah, at home, we got the crowd rocking, and it's time, baby, let's go. And then the Chiefs came right back out, put points on the board. So as a defense, you can't let that happen, but as an offense, you got to come back out there and match that, brother. We're at home. The same thing with the Bills last week. You just kind of let the Chiefs do what the Chiefs do in your stadium, and you didn't match the intensity. I don't even want to say it like that. You didn't match the points being put on the board, so therefore – now all the momentum of being at home kind of gets taken away from you, and now you're on the chase of, damn, we're facing Pat Mahomes, and we're down on the scoreboard. You don't want to be in that situation. So,
facts.
Tough as hell. Oh, Ravens will be back.
No doubt. Maybe. They'll be somewhere in the playoff, but as far as back to this specific stage without a playmaker, the answer is no. They really are going to need to get Stephon Diggs or somebody like, and even then, Diggs might not even fit out there and be more. Sorry, son. They need two hitters. Like, they need more than just that. Like, it's going to. But moving forward, man, I want to get going on this Niners game. Niners and the Lions. I was pretty sleepy. So after that first half, kind of took a little nap, woke up, seen the score, was phased, had to watch the tape, watch it back. And honestly, the Lions put together like an immaculate, like, it was crazy. It was just almost a perfect first half of football. You go up 24-7 on the best team in the league, damn near. Jared Goff out there doing his thing. Montgomery, Gibbs, Laporta, everybody was all over the place. J-Mo just making plays. You could see it in their hearts. They just wanted it. And then I don't know if Dan Campbell didn't give a good enough hype-up speech at half, or if Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy are just those guys. Like, Christian McCaffrey went out there, put up 17 in the third, 10 in the fourth, and the Lions still had a chance when it was all said and done. But put them away. Over 60 points scored in the game. No one thought, even when they beat the Chiefs in the first game of the season, no one thought the Lions would ever be all the way here. I don't know, bro. I was rooting for them, but I knew the Niners just had a little too much firepower. Brock Purdy, too much of a game manager, 20-31, 267, one touchdown, one interception. They even picked him off. Like, Dan Campbell did all he could. McCaffrey, though, just too much, two touchdowns, 20 carries, 90 yards. A lot of people thought Debo wasn't going to be healthy for this game. Debo wasn't this. 8 receptions, 89 yards. Didn't score, but didn't really need to. Kyle Uzchek was involved.
Wow.
2 for 33, 23 was his longest. I'm just saying, bro.
They let him catch a toy.
It was tough. Jameer fumbled. That hurt. Even a Jameer fan, he was on the fantasy team. Made me a lot of ducats, bro. But Jameer, you can't. You a rook too, bro. You pushing that board.
No, bro.
Pushing that bitch. Fred Warner, all over the place. 13 total tackles, 9 solo, bro. Even Brock Purdy was rushing 5. Man, I forgot the Brock Purdy run. He had a 21-yard run. 5 for 48, bro. Brock was out there extending plays when it mattered. We all know this Niners team is built of people who have been and haven't been here, but they all coming together now to meet Mahomes one last time. And they wasn't about to let Dan Campbell and the Lions get in the way. It was cute. The draft is in Detroit next year, but they don't need to win no bowl or even go to it. This is big man. This is a whole different ball game. Andy Reid versus Shanahan, the third time.
I'm a real Packer fan. This is real divisional hate over here. So,
why did he keep saying it exactly?
Can't say I wasn't a little bit happy that the Lions had that good. Like, in the first half, I was a little bit happy. You feel me? Like, I was upset. I was like, man, this sucks. I'm gonna have to hear Lions fans going to the Super Bowl bullshit for a whole year. I was just playing it all in my head, but I was low-key happy, like, they deserve it. It has been a minute. I've never seen it. They've never seen it. Let them have it. Like you said, bro, damn near shut my TV off once I kind of felt like that. This game is getting out of hand, bro. I'm not really trying to deal with this. To know that those same Lions fans that gave my Packers fan shit when we struggled this season for a little bit, when they beat us that first time, when they rubbed it in our faces, when they've bragged about winning the divisional championship, all those times. I kept saying on this show many times, you guys are a good team. You guys are probably the best team in the division. You guys are stacked. But what did I always say? You're going to run into somebody who's going to have what you have, who's going to do what you do. But not only that, you're going to have somebody better than Jared Goff. And I hate to say it, because Jared Goff did his job. Jared Goff showed that he could do it. He did everything he could do with this whole season. But you know what Brock Purdy did?
Throw a pick.
Brock Purdy said, I'm going to the bowl, coach. And yeah, his team's stacked. Yeah, he has Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, he has all these receivers, blah, 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 blah. When it came down to it, struggled in the first half, came out in the second half, got every single point he needed to get. All Jared Goff had to do was match that and say, hey, I'm not about to let this little Nick, I'm not about to let the, do you know how young he is? This is an irrelevant man. Second year quarter. I don't care if you got Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. Go get Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson and tell him to line up on the outside with him, bruh. It's not got to beat me tonight, bruh. I'm going to the bowl. Jared Goff could not put those drives together, bruh. And I don't mean to hold it against y'all like that, bro, because look, the Lions, y'all turned it around. Y'all deserve the credit for that. Don't let nobody take that away from y'all team. Y'all really did flip the tables. 3 years ago, nobody was thinking about this. Nobody thought this was even possible for the light blue.
For the light blue?
I knew a Super Bowl was impossible. A lot of y'all felt like it was over. A lot of y'all felt like it couldn't be stopped. This was it. And I tried to.
It's the Motor City, bruh.
And I tried to tell everybody it's not about hating y'all. I just really felt like at the end of the day, y'all coach, y'all quarterback, y'all weapons is just a little bit too new, a little bit too fresh, a little bit too inexperienced, and I feel like they're going to run into. I felt like it was going to be the Cowboys or the Eagles in an earlier round, honestly. And they got knocked out. Like, who did you guys face? I'm not even trying to be funny. Who did they face in the first and second round, Ken?
Bro, we had to play Baker. That was in the second round. Who did they play in the first round again? Let me check. I forgot.
Was it the Falcons? No, it was Baker. Out of that division.
Don't forget, we had to just play the... We had to play the Rams.
So we played Matt Stafford and a Rams team that barely got in here. With Puka Nacua.
Wow. That was barely a whole beat them. Rematch.
24-21 beat them. Everybody gave it.
24-23.
Sorry. Gave that... Wow. 1 point game. Matt Stafford could have took that, and everybody gave y'all the clout of, no, this is the Lions' first win, y'all. First playoff win in 32 years. Let them have this. You know what? Fine, it's cool. It's Matt Stafford. That was supposed to happen. Then Baker comes in there, puts up three touchdowns on y'all. Baker had a fucking chance to do it. I talked about it last week. Said Baker had a chance and couldn't get it done in the last drive, and Jared Goff got it done. When you ran into a real squad, and I hate to say that, bro, but I said it every damn 6 out of the 17 episodes we did, I said the same exact goddamn thing about them. When they run into a real squad, whenever that happens, I'm sorry, y'all going to the crib. Take it for what it's worth. Great season. 49ers, Ken, I got to ask you, bro, and this is one of my questions leading into the Super Bowl preview. You feel me? Chiefs versus 49ers outlook. Does Kyle Shanahan get enough credit, truly, like, for not only having done this with Garoppolo?
Wow.
But you feel me, bro? Brock Purdy is, they drafted Trey Lance at number 3, fam. Now, that was a Kyle Shanahan decision. You could say he messed that up on his own, but to have an irrelevant man in Brock Purdy, a guy who can just sit in the pocket, get the job done, to draw up the scheme and have the talent and not mess it up year in, year out. Even them years when they looked like Aaron Rodgers was going to do it, he beat Aaron Rodgers many a times and got himself to the Super Bowl. That's who he did it with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's like, does Shanahan get the true amount of credit he deserves for all of this success? Because we always talk about C-Mac, George Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, Brock. Like, everybody brings up Shanahan, but like, when are we going to start putting him up there with the Andy Reid, Bill Belichick's? You feel me?
Gotta get more wins, man. I mean, obviously, you know, you give him clout for doing it big with a bad quarterback or a mediocre quarterback, but some things are bigger than, like, bro, he always has a stout defense, like, and maybe that's just being able to build the whole roster around and protect the fact that your quarterback might not be as good or you don't have all the best weapons in the world. But I think he gets just the right amount of, you know, notice that he needs. Like, he doesn't need more screen time. Maybe the league should be saying, well, Shanahan is a greater coach. You know what I mean? But we're still debating if Matt LaFleur is this great coach or not. And if Sean McVay is a great coach or not. And then, you know, being at the top of your class for Shanahan is great and all. But now you want to be compared to two of the GOATs or two of the fossils in this bitch. Like, it's just there's different leagues, and Shanahan isn't in his own league. You feel me? I'm still comparing him to the guys I just said, LaFleur and them, but he's still not in that tier of, okay, let's compare him to the top three coaches or the top two coaches, you know? And he's going to get back up there. He's going to go to another Super Bowl and another Super Bowl and another Super Bowl, and he might need to switch teams and do it again just to prove his point. But going there with Jimmy, you gotta win one. You can't just keep going there. Like, not everybody goes to the Super Bowl, but not everybody keeps going and losing. Like, you're never like all, like those Bills teams, they don't have one. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go. They kept going, but they didn't win. So no one's gonna remember them for real. Like,
oh,
we remember them,
never forget them.
No.
And it's so, you got to win one. And if you win one against Mahomes, the guy who's going down as this generation's GOAT, you're solidified. But if you don't get one against him, I mean, you'll just be, it's the same thing we're writing for Josh Allen right now. You're just going to be the guy who never got one at the feet of Mahomes. So you know, you have the chance as Kyle Shanahan now to write your own narrative this year. You got the defense. You got the offense. The only thing, and it's not going to be you lost because of Brock Purdy, because everybody will put it like that. Or everybody will try to shape the story around Brock and this, that. Like, just run Christian McCaffrey into the ground one last time and block your ass off. Brock is a good game manager, and he's going to do what he needs to do, but don't make the moment too big for the guy who's not ready for it.
Okay, sounds like you already got your answer ready for the next question I was going to ask you, Dan, because I do agree. I feel like Kyle Shanahan, this is the bowl that Kyle Shanahan, you win this when you are in that conversation with Andy Reid's and maybe not Bill Belichick's yet. That was probably too big of a name, but you feel me? Andy Reid's and just those great coach names that you hear over the years, I'm blanking on all of them right now, the Jimmy Carters and the Jimmy Johnsons and all that, bro, just the people with multiple bowls, bro. He's been there. Feel me? I just feel like this is the year. You feel me? But my next question was going to be, which you kind of just already hinted at, who matters more to their team in this Super Bowl? We all know Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes. Obviously, we can have a whole super. We can have a whole episode about how important he is to the Chiefs. But we all know Christian McCaffrey came to this 49ers team and made them a totally way more dynamic run offense, pass offense. You can do so much with him, period. Going into this Super Bowl, which guy is more important to their team as far as, like, he has a good day, we win. He has a bad day, we lose. You feel me?
It's got to be McCaffrey. I mean, and even then, you could put it on Brock. Like, if Brock has, but Brock has had the worst game of his life and they've still somehow found a way to win. And it's the Super Bowl. Like, he doesn't got to do too much. Like, he just needs to be himself. And like, McCaffrey, he has to get it going, though, like against the Chiefs defense all the way around. Like, he from point, like from start to finish. Like, he just got 24 carries for 90 yards. Like, if he's carrying the ball 24 times in the Super Bowl, he needs to have at least 150, like 110 at the least. Like, 150 might be stretching it, but it's
in the bowl, coach.
All of it. If I'm getting that many carries, it's either that or he's going to get, he needs to get like 16 carries for like 80 yards. And then the defense needs to come up with like two turnovers, like a fumble, and they need to fucking pick Mahomes off. So, and I don't know, or maybe just Chase Young and Nick Bosa sack Mahomes combined for like five times. Like, it needs to be Mahomes running for his life with 31-9 Tampa Bay wins, or what is it? They're going to be fucking, they're going to get fucking tooted up in that bitch, torched. Like, Mahomes is going to go out there and he's going to game manage, and he's on the, he's going to have 250 yards and he's just going to dink and dunk, and Pacheco's going to end up with like 110. You don't want Pacheco to end up with 110 yards. The defense.
He can too. That's the funny part.
Rashid Rice with a hundred yard game, and Travis Kelce with another 100 yard game, and breaks another record and becomes the back to back Super. You don't want this if you're the Niners. You don't have, like I said, we've already not paid anybody for real. We don't have the infrastructure to lose right here, right now. This is our time to lose to Mahomes. And nobody on the offense for real. Like, Fred Warner is going to be guarding Travis Kelce and Justin Gray and Noah Gray, or whatever their names are. Justin Watson and Noah Gray. Yeah. Like, those aren't, like, Fred Warner is one of the best linebackers in the league, and those are the tight ends he's going to have to worry about. The best receiver they're probably going to have to worry about out there is Travis Kelce at the end of the night. Neutralize him, blitz Mahomes, and hope Valdez-Scantling makes a mistake. Like, hope the guys that they keep dumping it off. No, because they're going to give it to Rashid Rice 5, 6, 8 times, right? Let me go back. Let me scroll back down. They're going to give it to Travis Kelce. They gave it to Travis Kelce 11 times. Like, when it really matters, that's who they're going to dump it down to. They only gave it to, what's his name, Watson and Gray 2 times. Yeah. Even Pacheco 4 times. Valdez-Scantling once or twice. Watson once. Gray twice. But they targeted Gray 5 times. Like, Gray missing 3 receptions. Boom. Like, if that happens again, but like, those are the things you need to happen. But Valdez-Scantling going 2 for 2. Like, he's got to go to, it's got to be the big one. You know what I mean? You got to make him drop the big one, because they're going to go to him when they need to stretch it for 32 yards, when they need to stretch it for a 30-yard gain. Like, that's the guy they're going to, not Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce going to get his dump downs, and he's going to accumulate all these yards. You know what I mean? If we see him over the middle for the 15-yard, he's going to rack it up, and he's going to go and get all these yards after the catch. But when we're talking about down the field bombs, it's guys like Valdes-Scantling that they're going to be targeting, and you're not going to expect it, and that's why it works. But when he drops that ball in the most important time, you know what I mean, then they lose. Yeah, so they've had it happen. They've had it happen before, game winner. So those are the plays that the Niners are going to have to make if they want to win. It's those guys. It's just the guys you think you shouldn't have to neutralize is neutralizing guys like him. So then they can just play within a regular Chiefs game, because the team they just beat was good enough to beat the Chiefs, even though it was the beginning of the season. Same. It's a little bit of the same Chiefs team.
They're good enough to beat them then. They could. I love how you just separated all that. I really do. Travis Kelce is, people don't realize, but like a lot of them times, but he obviously has a route he has to run, but a lot of the stuff Travis Kelce does is freestyle. Like, he'll run his slant and then realize what coverage they're in. Oh, they're trying to cover me. Like, okay, off of this slant, I have five different options that I can take, almost like it's Madden, and I can bust this way. And Pat Mahomes and him are on the same page, but they're two Hall of Famers. So those plays where it looks like, how did Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce fit that ball in that window, is they're on those timings. That's why he ends up with 11 catches in a game where you know the Ravens' good-ass defense is going to be trying to lock him up. Rashee Rice, Valdes-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, they're the let's run a jet sweep real quick and see if we can hit the outside, or let's take a strike route, touchdown shot real quick and see if we can get one. And I love how you just definitely separated that, because on the flip side, I do think Christian McCaffrey getting 100 to 110 yards of all games to do it, a touchdown, if not two or three, is this night, bro. Like, run that bitch into the ground. Don't try to get Debo and Kittle and Ayuk, and don't try to put Brock Purdy in a situation where you're fucking throwing with the best that we've seen do it in our generation, bro. We've only ever seen one guy do it better than this guy. McCaffrey, go out there, do your thing. I'd agree with you. I think he's more important than Pat Mahomes in this one, but it's still Pat, bro. He's important. My next question to you, and I know we kind of touched on it in the open up, but just kind of more of your feelings on it. Are you truly surprised that the Chiefs found the way to get back to the Super Bowl once again? They've been here, obviously, a bunch of times. I know I make fun of you for trying to predict Pat Mahomes' fall off 3-4 years ago, but aside from that, you know, this season, this team, this roster, you feel me? Are you truly surprised, or is it like, I kind of knew deep down they had enough to get there. Feel me?
They should not be back here. Back to back for a chance? Like, no. Obviously, you expect the champions to come defend their shit, but bro, like, I was caught off guard for sure. And I mean, obviously, by the time it was too late, it was too late, but definitely thought those fucking Dolphins at least would have been a lot better. Weren't. Bills. Weren't.
Come on. We fought.
I don't know what else to say, man. Even when I thought the Ravens were like, okay, couldn't.
Okay, so does my fourth question, does if they win and somehow get this bowl, does Travis Kelce deserve GOAT tight end status? Like, greatest of all time, multiple rings, most important receiver for the best quarterback that we've seen in our generation, at least. He's probably already the greatest generation of our greatest tight end of our generation for sure. But like, you feel me? The Shannon Sharps, the Tony Gonzalez, the Jeremy Shockeys. You feel me? Like, another ring? Is it over for all them? Like, is that his position, bro?
It's not over. He'll just have more rings, but he would definitely need to play 2-3 more years and get another one. Maybe not another ring, but just two to three great more seasons, because like, those guys did play for a long time, and Travis Kelce is like 11, maybe. I think he's 11 years deep. He's something like, he was in the league a little bit before Mahomes, so.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was more like 8-9 around there. 11.
Yeah, so if he were to try to cap it off at the 8-9 season, like, I think he just needs a little bit more. Yeah, he came in 2013.
Okay.
Oh. And but, you know, like, some guys don't have that many seasons to count, so. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10. He didn't have a 1,000-yard season this year, almost did. And then the first 2 years of his career didn't have any. So he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's up to 11,000 yards.
It's a lot of fucking, bro. It's up there with 2,000 yards away from Terrell Owens, bro. T.O. Like 3,000 yards away, but still.
Need to do a little more.
I'm a tight end.
But yeah, no, he's done a lot.
But I hear you.
Two more years, there'd be no argument. Two more years. If he got 3 more years in a bowl, no argument. Literally no argument whatsoever. Forever and ever. But 2 more years, still can't really put an argument on it.
All right. My last question before I let you close off the NFL. You feel me? And this one, it took me a while to figure out what last question I wanted to go with, because I feel like this is a crazy Super Bowl. You feel me? It's a rematch. There's so many storylines. There's so much to talk about. But I feel like I could not go without talking about this storyline, dog. How much credit does Taylor Swift deserve for the Chiefs making it back to this spot, dog? You feel me? Beginning of the season, we started off against the Lions. Taylor Swift wasn't really involved with Travis Kelce yet. There was a little hint about they might be doing something, you know. Lost. Struggled early. Got to that Broncos game. Lost. Struggled. Didn't really look pretty, you know. And it's almost like the most important part of the season, man, that those Swifties and that energy and just Taylor Swift being there all the time, the camera, the media bonanza, just, you know, does Taylor deserve a little bit of credit for being there at every game and kind of being the mascot, you know, the 12th woman type thing? Or is it, you know, maybe we're the Chiefs, we were going to do this whether Taylor was up there or not?
I was going to say that, like, she wasn't there for every loss, but, like, maybe if she wasn't there, they had won like 2 to 3 more games and they don't get the seed they get. You know what I mean? Like, so I think, I don't even know. No, the Chiefs were always meant to do this. It was literally, they're just switching everything up. Like, Mahomes is now gonna win his first Super Bowl with beating the Bills on the road, beating the Ravens on the road. Like,
got now he's going in.
Now they're going to Vegas. I think that's where the Super Bowl is this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. See you in Vegas, baby.
So, it's a big night.
I feel like you, man, you selling my girl Taylor's contribution short, bro. She pulled up to the games, press box, hot or cold. That's a pop star, bro. She has shows in Spain, Ecuador, middle of fucking Norway, Germany, everywhere, bro. She was in the middle of a tour. She just had a movie drop. And she still had time to not only pull up and support her man, but be there because she knew, all right, the fans fuck with it. Like, you feel me? When I'm here, the crowd really is,
Taylor. No, Taylor.
Brittany. You feel me, bro? So I feel like, you know, if they are measuring those sizes of rings come the springtime, the Chiefs win. I think Taylor deserved a ring.
Not get one.
I think she deserves a ring on her doorstep, bro. Like, she was here for it, bro.
No. We're not getting her a championship ring. If they win a championship,
He got, come on, bro.
No. Like, the Chiefs don't fall out if they lose. They just reload, bro, and come back next year. It'll be such a fallout with the Niners.
Bruh.
Taylor, I'm sorry. She might not even be able to make it to the bowl.
They could put something crispy on the ring, like we're 22 or something, bruh. And put the little number 22.
Back 22.
Hey,
never
bruh.
Never seen it coming, guys.
Look, man.
Never seen it coming.
I do want to say, this show was fun. Doing this little podcast shit, bro. The NFL season is obviously where the bread and butter is at. Oh, God. I didn't think these two teams would be in the bowl. I'm surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I knew the Niners kind of were the best team in the NFC, but even then I felt like, brother, the Eagles looked so good. The Cowboys' defense looked so damn amazing. There were times where it kind of felt like, all right, some of these teams are starting to pull it together. The Lions. On the other side, but I thought every other team had a chance but the Chiefs. Crazy season, dog. You feel me? Shout out to OverX, though. I fuck with this shit, dog. Shout out to you, nigga. You a real motherfucker. No cap. A lot of motherfuckers don't know the work that behind the scenes that go into this shit, bro. Moved houses. Had to get the setup all right. Had to make sure you had Wi-Fi, all that, bro. Take breaks. Get the shit going back, bro. On God, brother. No matter what. We still get an episode up when we can, bro. We make sure we get content going out, bro. We got real people that's actually watching and keeping up with it now, bro. So appreciate y'all, first and foremost. Appreciate the whole OverX process. Fun-ass season. Go Niners. I think the Niners is going to do it. That's what I'm rolling with. Place your bets. Place your parlays. Niners money line, Niners spread, however you want to do it. But I got Niners. That's what I'm rolling with. Niners money over here. If we lose, we going down with the shit, bro. That's how it's rolling.
Damn. Appreciate you, dog. Oh, God. It has been a long season, man, but now that Cam said that Taylor Swift 22 shit, I gotta go Chiefs back-to-back. First time in I don't know how long, y'all. It's crazy because damn. Niners. I had them going the whole time. After I seen the cut, I'm like, we're going to the bowl, y'all. Niners gonna go out there and do it. That's like the factor. I'm sitting here like, bruh. But Taylor Swift, the Chiefs, 5 games lost. If they don't go back to back, why now? What was the point of giving Pacheco one and not giving two? Look, man, it's crazy. The season's almost over. Cam wants to talk about basketball. Look, I know y'all see these jerseys. We keep hitting at it week after week. We're almost there, y'all. There's no football next week, so we might have to talk about basketball. I don't know. I might not get another show until the Super Bowl. Just playing, man. That's 2 weeks away. We got 2 weeks. Make sure you guys are putting them in, man. Figure it out. I can talk all day, but look, we just gonna march it out for y'all. Hey, hey, hey.